This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbazi Deo vows to concentrate government efforts to curb COVID-19 pandemic and manage vaccines. 39th BP Memorial Day marked yesterday, 43rd Pushpalal Memorial Day being marked today. Health Ministry reports more than 2,800 new cases of COVID-19. And massive floods in central China kill 25 people and affect more than 1.2 million others. Now the news in detail. The 39th Memorial Day of Nepal's first people elected Prime Minister and socialist thinker Biswasur Prasad Koirala was marked yesterday, commemorating his contributions to democratic movement and Nepali literature. Koirala was the first people elected Prime Minister of Nepal following his party's two-third majority victory in the 1959 general elections. On the occasion, speaking at an event organized by the Nepali Congress Central Information and Communications Department to mark BP Memorial Day, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbazi Deo described late leader Koirala as a versatile person. The Prime Minister also expressed his commitment to fulfilling late leader Koirala's notion of establishing democratic socialism up to the grassroots. Prime Minister Deo also emphasized on learning lessons from leader Koirala's conviction and struggle for establishment of democratic norms and values. Also addressing the program, socialist thinker Pradeep Giri expressed his discontent on failure to set up a socialist state as envisioned by leader BP Koirala. Similarly, today is 43rd Pushpalal Memorial Day. The founding General Secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal, Pushpalal, is considered to be one of the pioneers of Nepali communist movement. He is also credited for translating the Communist Manifesto in Nepali. Pushpalal is known for uniting the communist and democratic forces for fighting against the autocratic panchayati system. Pushpalal believed in politics of cooperation and plurality at a time when the communist movements all over the world were criticized for opposing pluralism. Prime Minister Shahbazi Deo has said the industrialists should also play constructive roles to battle the COVID-19 infection. Addressing the General Assembly of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries yesterday, Prime Minister Deo reiterated the government's commitment to saving people's life first from the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Deo vowed to concentrate government's efforts to curb the COVID infection and manage vaccines to the people. Prime Minister Deo also urged the industrialists to support the government's effort in containing the COVID-19 pandemic. Similarly, Prime Minister Shahbazi Deo vowed to address the problems of construction entrepreneurs. Representatives of Federation of Contractors Association had urged Prime Minister Deo to address their problems. Federation Chair Ravi Singh and his team yesterday urged Prime Minister Deo to implement the budget announced by the previous government or include the problems of contractors if a new complementary budget was to be announced. The CPN Maoist Centre has decided to formulate a minimum common programme of the government as per the sentiments of the coalition partners. Party spokesperson Narayan Kaji Srestha said the standing committee meeting of the party held at the party headquarters Peristara yesterday decided to formulate the common programme and lead the common programme to implementation promptly. He said yesterday's meeting did not discuss about the party's role in the government, although discussions had been going on with the coalition partners. CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has urged the disgruntling faction led by Madhav Kumar Nepal to be united within the party in order to save the communist movement of Nepal. In the third day of the ongoing Central Committee meeting yesterday, Chairman Oli made it clear that he was effortful to implement the 10-point agreement for party unity. People's Socialist Party Nepal chairperson Mahanta Thakur called on Prime Minister Shahbazi Deo at Balwata yesterday. During the meeting, leader Thakur congratulated Prime Minister Deo on securing the vote of confidence in the parliament and urged him to address the issues of Madhes as per the commitment made while seeking the vote of confidence. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has taken action against over 1,000 firms and companies for violating the Business Code of Conducts. During the fiscal year 2020-21, the department found 1,035 business firms and companies indulging in inappropriate trade activities. The department in a year conducted a monitoring of nearly 3,000 firms. As per the department data, a sample of production was collected from 37 firms from a laboratory test while the transactions of 38 firms were suspended. Cases have been filed against 19 people and 3 vehicles were taken under control. The country reported 2,838 new cases of COVID-19 infection yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 1,475 cases of recovery were also registered yesterday itself. As per the ministry's data, 30 people died from the virus infection yesterday, taking the total death toll to 9,637 in the country. Meanwhile, citing the latest figures of corona infection, the ministry has urged all to adopt strict health safety precautions as the risk of corona infection has been steadily increasing. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the infection rate in some of the districts in far western province had reached 48% during this week, although it was declining from mid-June. The ministry says there could be a large number of infected people out of the testing range. The ministry has also urged all to bring people for test and help in efforts in curbing infection. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहान नै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 25 people were killed as torrential rains lashed China's central province of Henan, causing landslides and flooding. Storms have battered Henan province since the weekend in an unusually active rainy season that has caused rivers to burst their banks and flooding the streets of a dozen cities. Some 1.24 million people have been affected. Authorities said the rain-induced disasters have partially submerged the underground rail system of Xinjiang, while flights have been cancelled. Days of rain has inundated the streets and subways. About 200,000 residents have been evacuated. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of province number 1, province number 2, Bagmati province and far western province. With this, we have come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shobhana Deva vows to concentrate government's efforts to curb COVID-19 pandemic and manage vaccines. 39th PP Memorial Day marked yesterday, 43rd Pushpalal Memorial Day being marked today. Health Ministry reports more than 2,800 new cases of COVID-19 and massive floods in central China kill 25 people and affect more than 1.2 million others. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.